I mean, most of the moments of our life, and I calculated, you know, the psychological present is said to be about 3 seconds long. That means that, you know, in a life there are about 600 million of them. In a month there are about 600,000. Most of them don't leave a trace. Most of them are completely ignored by the remembering self. And yet, somehow you get the sense that they should count, that what happens during these moments of experience is our life. It's the finite resource that we're spending while we are on this earth. And how to spend it would seem to be relevant, but that is not the story that our remembering self keeps for us. So we have the remembering self and the experiencing self, and they're really quite distinct. The biggest difference between them is in the handling of time. From the point of view of the experiencing self, if you have a vacation and the second week is just as good as the first, then the two-week vacation is twice as good as the one-week vacation. That's not the way it works at all for the remembering self. For the remembering self, the two-week vacation is barely better than the one-week vacation because there are no new memories added. You have not changed the story.